镀金等于 K 金。
Gold plating equals K gold.
有个成语叫一字千金。
There is a saying called one word worth a thousand pieces of gold.
用在雷军身上，
Used on Lei Jun,
可以说是一字万金。
it's worth a thousand words.
这个字就是镀字。
This is the word gold.
一字千金说的是，也称是秦始皇亲爹的秦相吕不韦。
He's a kind Jin Shu de Shi Chang Shi Kin Shi Wang Kin Dai De Kin Zhang L V Bu Y.
另其时刻，编纂《吕氏春秋》时，增损一字者，
Ling Kai Shi Ki Bayern Zuan LV Chi Chun Ki Chi Seng Sun Yi Zai Ji.
便与千金，可见一字无价。
The value of a single character can be seen in the price of thousands of gold.
前几天，也就是5月21日，
A few days ago, on May 21st,
小米预期这次发布会上，
Xiaomi's pre-launch event for the Jiuqi.
雷军大方豪气，一大堆免费送，什么主副驾、零重力座椅。
Leo, he's so generous and open-minded. He's giving away free first and second row seats and zero gravity seats.
智驾、
Support.
智能冰箱等等，一大堆全送。
Smart refrigerators and many others are delivered.
最可气的是碳纤维后视镜免费送。
The most ridiculous thing is that the rear view mirrors made of carbon fiber are free.
我在想，没有这个免费送的后视镜，车该怎么开呢？
I'm wondering how to drive a car without the free rear view mirror.
这都不算晚。
This isn't too late.
最邪乎的是送24K 金碳纤维车标。
What's most outrageous is the gift of a 24K gold carbon fiber car bench.
这个车标个头还不小。
This car logo is still quite large.
我在想，这个车标若是24K 金的。
I was thinking that if the car logo was made of 24K gold,
也值38万9千9了吧？
it's worth $389,900.
有人会说我杠头，做白日梦呢。
Some people will say I'm just daydreaming.
那是镀金的，
It is gilded.
就薄薄的一层，不值钱，就糊弄。
Just a thin layer, it's worthless, so just pretend.
像你这样的傻子，不对吧？
Are you such a fool?
我把发布会这段视频反复看了好几遍。
I've rewatched this video from the conference several times.
雷军确实说是24K 金。
Lei Jun indeed said it was 24K gold,
而没说镀金。
and didn't mention gold plating.
他这么大的一个企业家，
He is such a big entrepreneur.
总不至于骗人吧？
It's not like it could deceive people.
于是我问豆包，
So I asked Davao.
他打了我傻呆呆的脸，
He hit me so hard.
也打了
Also hit.
雷军圆滑滑的脸，镀金无疑。24K 镀金说成24K 金。
Lei Jun's face was shining, and he was wearing a 24K gold necklace when he said 24K gold.
一字之差
，One word kill,
谬之千里。
far-fetched.
是雷军不懂，
I don't understand Lei Jun.
还是不想加这个"镀"字？
I don't want to add this belly.
我想肯定是后者。金灿灿的小米车标，说是24K 金。
I'm sure it must be the latter, the shiny Xiaomi logo, which says it's 24K gold.
那就是高大上，说是24K 镀金。
That's a high-end one, said to be 24K gold plated.
立马就是矮破小，小米这 T。
Immediately, it's a cheat and nasty Zyra army.
立刻就由白雪公主沦落为灰姑娘。金，镀金，这么关键的镀字。
Immediately, the story of Snow White becomes the story of Cinderella, with the key word gold being gold.
雷军在全网直播的发布会敢公然省略掉。
In Lei Jun's all-network live broadcast, he openly omitted.
难道就不怕有人告他误导材质、虚假宣传吗？
Wouldn't he be afraid of someone suing him for misleading consumers and falsely advertising materials?
我们都知道。
We all know that.
如果直播间小商家敢这么干。
If a small business in the live stream dares to do so,
那肯定会直接被判定虚假、材质误导。
That will definitely be directly judged as a false material.
后边就是退货、赔偿、下架、罚款，重的直接封号。
After that, those who return goods and claim refunds will be penalized, and their accounts will be suspended.
雷军在发布会上说
Lei Jun said at the press conference that
这个 24K 金车标绝口不提是镀字，在形式上与直播间的小商家完全一样。
This 24K gold car badge completely ignores the fact that Duzai is exactly the same as the small merchants in the live room in terms of form.
都是用 24K 金这四个字掩盖镀层这一关键事实。
All of them used the words 24K gold plated to conceal the fact that the coating was the key.
但雷军为什么就敢说就没事呢
？But why did Lei Jun dare to say that everything was fine？
我想主要是因为小米公司体量大。
I mainly wanted to because Xiaomi is a large company。
纳税多。
More taxes。
就业多。
Employment is abundant。
舆论关注度高。
High public attention。
不会像直播间小商家罚你个没商量，治你个没顾虑。
Unlike the small merchants in the live room, they won't punish you without consultation or consideration.
像小米这个级别监管
，Like the Xiaomi level of regulation,
他也怕呀。
He's also scared.
万亿市值，顶流企业家，舆论焦点，一旦被罚上热搜。
Once a top-tier entrepreneur with a market capitalization of trillions of dollars becomes a trending topic due to a scandal,
股价波动
stock fluctuations,
行业恐慌，监管也怕兜不住啊。
Industry panic, regulation also afraid to catch up.
一般会先观察
first observe,
再约谈。慢着呢。
Let's slow down a bit.
然后再要求澄清、整改，离定性虚假宣传。
Then further clarification is required to determine whether the correction is related to the falsification of the original claim.
再罚款还早着呢。
It's not too late to fine him again.
没办法。
No way.
这就是爱。谁让人家受宠呢
？That's what it's like to be loved.
但不管怎样
，But no matter what，
这一条是铁定的。
This is a certainty.
把镀金说成镀金
，Saying that it is gold-plated，
这样的真话
，Such a truth，
雷军是可上来就说的。
Lei Jun has said that，
但他愣不这么说。
But he didn't say that.
而把 24K 镀金说成 24K 金也是雷军有能力自由摆控的。
And saying that 24K gold plated is 24K gold is also something that Lei Jun can freely control.
说不说怎么说
How to say?
主要看取舍看他的拿捏尺度。 一字千金。
The key is to see how well it's written, paying attention to the details and the use of language.
24K 金和 24K 镀金。
24K gold and 24K gold plated.
雷军要加上这个镀字就那么难吗？
Is it so difficult for Lei Jun to add this coating referring to the coating of the Chinese characters?
小米的产品就只能靠这多一字。
Xiaomi products can only rely on this one more character.
少一字。
One word less.
大一字小一字的技巧来宣传吗？
Should I use the tactic of writing in small characters to promote?
发布会上。
At the press conference.
满嘴都是车造得好，技术。
Full of the good technology of car manufacturing.
如何严谨？
How to be meticulous.
行业顶级，天花板。
Top tier ceiling.
无数个大奖，数不清的第一。
Countless firsts in numerous awards.
那怎么就镀金这么一个浅显方便的镀字都不愿意加上呢？
Why wouldn't they just add a simple and convenient bold inscription?
你说就这样造车它能严谨吗？
You mean it's possible to build a car like this?
数据能真实吗？
Are the data accurate?
质量能过硬吗？
Can quality be too good?
评论区大家可以说一说。一字千金。
In the comment section, everyone can say anything.
多个肚子，金就是铁，别忽悠大家了。
Multiple duo characters in gold are just a trick by iron.